More affordable housing is coming to Kitchener. A new project is underway in downtown Kitchener to build a site with both affordable housing and a new fire station. Rosa Bustamante is the Director of Planning and Housing Policy with the City of Kitchener.
With this project, we prioritized three things. One was the optimal location for a new fire station in our downtown community, and two, an opportunity to secure much-needed housing in light of the emerging housing needs in our community. And three, we wanted to make efficient use of the land in the downtown context. So the city worked with an external emergency management consultant to identify the optimal location for a new fire station. And this property was identified as the ideal location based on several important factors, including one, the growing number of existing and planned high-rise developments in our downtown. Number two, the proximity or distance to the other existing fire stations in Kitchener. And number three, the impacts to the overall response times from the fire service. There's an opportunity to identify a site for Kitchener's new 8th fire station to serve the needs of our growing community. So at this time, we know that it will be a modern fire station and we'll have at least 2 fire bays, but more of the details will come out as we continue to work through the design process.
The new site will be located at 450 and 470 King Street East. Along with a fire station, the property will also include affordable housing. The city is using provincial and federal funding to help with this project, which is part of the Building Kitchener Together and Housing for All projects.
We plan to have about 150 residential units on the site that will range in size from 1 to 3 bedrooms. And absolutely, there will be a number of larger 2 and 3 bedroom units in the building, which would be great for families. We don't have a lot of specifics about the timelines just yet, but we are hoping to have construction beginning by the end of 2026 or even maybe into early 2027.
When asked about the logistics of how housing and a fire station can coexist at the same site, Bustamante said,
"Yeah, so you know, it's not much different than other residential properties that are near existing fire stations in our community. We are going to work very closely with the fire department and our project partners to keep resident comfort and safety top of mind. And we will be exploring creative options and technology options as we design the property. The city is really committed to ensuring this project meets high design standards and that it includes appropriate safety measures."
The affordable housing will be managed by Kitchener Housing Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing affordable housing in the community. Lori Trumper is the executive director.
But initially, what we're saying is it's going to be a mixed income housing building. So that will mean it will have some below market rents. It will have some potentially deeply affordable rents if we can work with the region in that regard to get some rent supplements for those deep shelter rates, and then also some regular market units. Current trends would suggest in the housing world that what you want in a building is a good cross-section of people. You don't want, you know, it's not just low and moderate income. You want a good mixed income mix in that building for the health and well-being of the building, the ecosystem, and the people that live there. So, but by and large, I would say we are committed to bringing in rents at an affordable rate.
Trumper says that staff with her organization will be applying for funding to the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation for funds to build the units and to the Region of Waterloo for subsidizing the rental costs for tenants. For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.